Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing, week 11. The divine human incorporation of the consummated God with the regenerated believers. The issue of Christ being glorified by the Father with the divine glory. Friday, related verses. John 14:21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. John 14:2-23. In my Father's house are many abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. Psalm 91:1-9. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. For you have made Jehovah, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. 2 Corinthians 3:6. Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. 1 Corinthians 14:4b. But he who prophesies builds up the church. Related reading. To have Christ abiding in us is to have the Son and the Father coming to us and making an abode with us. This abode is a mutual abode. He becomes our abode, and we become his abode. The Son and the Father come to us and make an abode with us because of our loving the Son. When we tell the Lord Jesus that we love him, we will sense his coming to us and making his abode with us. If we neglect our love toward him, we will lose his manifestation, his appearing. When Peter and the other disciples went fishing, as recorded in John 21, they thought that they were absent from the Lord. He was with them, but at the time of their fishing, they did not have his manifestation, his appearing. If we say, Lord Jesus, I love you, we will not only have him with us, but also have him appearing to us, manifesting himself to us. His coming to us and making an abode with us is his appearing, his manifestation. In order for the Lord to abide in us, it is necessary to let his words abide in us. The only possible way for the Lord to be practical to us is by his words. By what means did we hear the gospel and receive the Lord as our Savior? It was by his words. When we received his word, we actually receive the Lord himself, because the Lord is in his word, and he himself is the word. According to the same principle, if we want to allow the Lord to abide in us, we must let his words abide in us. Praise the Lord that we have something very substantial, available, and practical in our hands. We have the word. We can read the word and receive it with our heart and our spirit. We can contact the word of the Lord in our spirit day by day and even moment by moment. As long as we are contacting the Lord's word, we are contacting the Lord himself. In John 15:7, the term words in the Greek language is rhema, not logos. Logos is the written word, but rhema is the present word. The word that is spoken to you by the Lord for a particular purpose at that very moment. We have logos in our hands but we have Rhema in our spirit. Logos is the written word as the expression of the living Christ. Rhema is the word spoken within us by the Spirit of Christ, just at the time we need it. For example, perhaps while you are fellowshipping with another brother, something within tells you to stop talking. This is Rhema. Perhaps you are thinking about a certain matter that you want to do today, but again, something within you tells you not to do it. This also is Rhema. We should not vaguely say that we abide in Christ and that Christ abides in us. We must be more precise and realize that we must deal with the two kinds of words, the outward word and the inward word, the word in the scriptures that is outside of us and the word in the spirit that is within us. If we say that we are going to abide in Christ and let Christ abide in us, certainly we must deal with both kinds of words. If we fail to understand these two different words, it will be impossible to keep ourselves in contact with the Lord, and it will be absolutely impossible for us to abide in the Lord, and for the Lord to abide in us. Therefore, we must deal with the written word without and the living word within, because by the written word without, we have the explanation, definition, and expression of the mysterious Lord, and by the living word within, we have the experience of the abiding Christ and the presence of the practical Lord.